National Fraternal Order of Police thanks President Trump for pardoning former K-9 officer. By Amy Furr on December 26, 2020. The National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, thanked President Trump this week for pardoning a former Prince George's County K-9 officer. "We applauded Real Donald Trump for pardoning Stephanie Moore, a former Prince George's Company officer and first female K-9 handler in the department's history," the order tweeted along with a photo of Moore. "What happened to Stephanie was unjust and unfair. Thank you, President Trump, for supporting our law enforcement," the post continued. In a tweet on Thursday, the FOP said it was extremely happy to see Stephanie Moore receive a presidential pardon and to have her reputation restored. On Wednesday, the White House announced the president granted Moore a full pardon, adding that her clemency is supported by the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund and the Fraternal Order of Police. The announcement continued. "Ms. Moore was a police officer in Prince George's County where she achieved the distinction of being the first female canine handler in the department's history. She served 10 years in prison for releasing her K-9 partner on a burglary suspect in 1995, resulting in a bite wound requiring 10 stitches. Officer Moore was a highly commended member of the police force prior to her prosecution. Today's action recognizes that service and the lengthy term that Ms. Moore served in prison." The former officer expressed her gratitude during a recent interview and said she was overwhelmed with all sorts of emotions. At the time of the incident, Moore said the suspect did not complain and the department did not have any problems with the case. "Much to my surprise, and my shock, 5 years later, one day before the statute of limitations was to expire, my training officer and I were both indicted," she commented. Moore's training officer was later acquitted. But after two trials, she received 10 years for federal civil rights violations, according to WPDE. However, the former officer said her faith helped her stay strong. "I always knew that in order for me to survive, wherever I was, whether I was home or whether I was in prison, that I had to put my anger and my bitterness aside," she explained. Moore added that there was no room for that in my life and to be strong for my son while I was away from him for so long. Her son, now an adult, is working toward becoming a police officer. "It runs in the family, and it's a profession that we hold very near and dear to us, and like I said, couldn't be more proud of him," Moore concluded.